Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. This is your boy, the coach from the WWE. I would like to welcome you to the very first wrestling podcast in the world to take you on a weekly deep dive into classic matches along with legends of the squared circle. Enjoy the discussion. Enjoy the back and forth. There's so much to get into. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Payoff.
Dun, 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 dun. Is that like their national anthem?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I don't know.
Specifically, I'm not sure.
I don't know either.
Probably not.
Okay. It's an important song in England.
Let us know. We have a lot of fans over there.
I know we do. Sure. We have a lot of listeners over there. I'm apologize. I know what O Canada is. I don't know if what that significance that has in England. So I'd love to know. Jeff's got it on his Google machine. So we'll find out.
God Save the Queen. Yeah.
All right. So Anyways. Why are we covering this match?
This one. So it was weird because when I first typed the note, I put one night stand.
I did the same thing. I just, when I was looking it up on Peacock, I put up one night stand
because I typed it weird somewhere. Yeah. And so, yeah, I was kind of dealing with that. And so, yeah. So this is one where it was kind of a weird offshoot, and I'll talk about this at later, but like, it wasn't available to US fans. And so you didn't see it until it came out on VHS, or, you know, it was released that way. So it's kind of weird. Like, one, it's Michaels and Bulldog, so it's just interesting no matter how you cut it. But then it's unusual because it was a show that we couldn't see at the time. So what are you supposed to do? Like, it was just unusual how it was. So, yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of, you know, doing this one, kind of talking about this one, because it's just, I was intrigued more than anything. And there was a lot of behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah. I was watching Sean like come to the ring. He was like kind of arguing with Vince. It just looked like he was pissed off about something.
Yep.
Well, look, I like the idea of covering this, just talking a little bit about the one night only and then some of the stuff like a European only pay-per-view. You know, Sean Bulldog, kind of an underrated feud, underrated matches these guys had. So I'm looking forward to this one.
Yep. Let's get into it, man.
Let's get into the build.
Oh, it's time for the build.
All right. So we are in England. To be exact, we are in Birmingham, England, at the NEC Arena. There's 11,000 for one night only, not one night stand.
Right.
Same concept, though.
Big difference, though. Yeah.
Well. Big difference, but, you know, in life,
and
yeah, a one night stand, one night only, kind of means the same thing to me.
In the wrestling world, though, a lot different. One night stand versus one night only.
That's right.
So
we open up with Triple H accompanied by China defeating Dude Love, 12 minutes.
Good opener.
You can't say that name without thinking of his theme song.
Yep.
Tiger Ali Sin, Singh would defeat Leaf Cassidy, Al Snow. Okay. Yep. Headbangers keeping their tag team champions by defeating Los Pericuas in 13 minutes. The Patriot, Del Wilkes, God rest his soul, friend of the show. The Patriot defeated Flash Funk in 8 minutes. Legion of Doom defeated the Godwins in 10 minutes. Feels like a long match for them. Vader defeated Owen Hart in 12 minutes. Bret Hart, who's your champion, defeated The Undertaker by DQ in 28 minutes. God, you go 28 minutes for a DQ finish.
Crazy. Yeah.
Like, why can't we
for the
just
championship?
Why can't we just have a clean finish?
Yep.
And then our main event, Shawn Michaels, British Bulldog, European Championship. So a pretty darn good show, man, right? That looks, what do you think? That looks like a pretty good card.
Overall, it's not bad, especially that second half of it, kind of some really good stuff there. You figure, too, kind of showing off for the British crowd, like, you know, you knew what the money match needed to be, but it was still, they gave them their money's worth.
Oh, for sure. I mean, ton of big stars and some pretty good matchups. So, storyline standpoint, I know these guys were back and forth for a while. There's a number of moving pieces, but how did we get this match?
Yeah, so really, this was really kind of weird how it played out. There was a ton of behind the scenes kind of politics on this one, which shouldn't surprise us. But so you actually had Michaels winning the championship from Sid in January 1997 at the Royal Rumble. He actually vacated the championship because he said he was injured. But this also boils down to people thought, you know, now we kind of know, or boiled down to, we didn't think he wanted to lose to Brett at WrestleMania. So there was that kind of piece of it, too. And so he needed to find his smile again, things like that. This was when this kind of stuff was happening. And so he did have a knee surgery, though, kind of teamed with Stone Cold for a little bit, you know, faking it. We'll never really know. But anyways, so really going through this and just kind of you had a little bit of the, Michaels having to award Brett the championship with the match with The Undertaker and things like that. And so, it really just kind of how it played out of with these guys, kind of the back and forth and what was happening. It was, you know, it was kind of unusual. And so, because there were so many behind the scenes politics going on that none of us really knew about, at least at the time. Now we look back and are like, oh yeah, that makes total sense. And so kind of having that and kind of going on with that. And so, but going into this too, you had, of course, the big piece of this as well too is we have to talk about is the Hart Foundation and them kind of going over and things like that, very big in Canada and Europe. And so because at the time you had Brett doing the anti-American gimmick, and so, you know, this pay-per-view actually, while it occurred in September 20th, 1997, the best date I could find, and I'm not sure if it's legit or not, or kind of was the VHS wasn't released until December 8th. And so really a couple months later.
I was always surprised how long it took.
Yeah. Yeah, to kind of turn that around. I figure time, sign of the times, it's just kind of what they're dealing with. So, but that was really it. You really kind of had the anti kind of, back and forth and things like that with and kind of doing that. But they knew that they would go over on the flip side of having this as well, too. So, it just kind of, it's a Bulldogs match. And we're just, Michaels now just kind of find some direction here. It's the best way. And so, and we'll see what happens.
I'm excited.
Pretty simple build.
Yeah. I mean, but there, as you said, there's a lot of moving pieces to this one. Obviously the behind the scenes stuff is arguably, more exciting.
Right. Yep.
So we are at the 2 hour and 28 minute mark of One Night Only 1997. And it's on Peacock.
Yes, it is.
You just search One Night Only. It's the only one.
Yep.
2 hours, 28 minutes, One Night Only 97. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. It's time for the payoff.
Ho! It's time for the payoff.
All right. Bulldog looking like $1 million, dude.
Yes, absolutely.
He never did not.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, really there was some, unsavory things going into his body.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, we know that now.
I mean, the crowd just going nuts for him,
man. Going nuts for both.
I mean, they're going, and those fans over there are nuts in general, and I mean that in a really nice way.
But especially, it's hometown boy, And so, of course, you're gonna try and get him over, the old adage of winning in your hometown is not a thing anymore. But I guess how this is gonna play out and kind of generating. Generate heat. And so, yeah, Michael's trying to walk off at this point. He's going to have none of this.
But it's good. I mean, he's just playing such a good heel.
There he is. Yeah, pointing to his ass. Heartbreak Kid. Yeah.
I mean, this is just the peak of him being a complete asshole.
Yeah, it really is.
So what was the date on this one?
So this occurred on September 20th, 1997.
Okay, so September. So this was, I mean, keep in mind, it's just a few weeks before Hell in a Cell.
Yes. And okay, we'll talk about that in the
I was just trying to think of when that was. I knew it was close, but I mean, yeah, and the whole Brett thing, I mean, there's a lot of moving pieces here.
Yeah, there's a lot that's going to happen after this.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I like those Shawn Michaels tights.
Well, we had one match where you didn't like, your fan of those ones, though. Yep.
A few weeks ago, yeah.
Yep.
These ones are great. Yeah, so these fans are great. I mean, I said this recently, and I mean, there's probably no better example, arguably, in the history of wrestling than CM Punk with Chicago. But why don't they make a bigger deal about people's hometowns? You're not going to sell less tickets. You're not going to have quieter fans. It's like Vince doesn't want to. I just don't understand why they don't do more of these. Like, they did it with Shawn with San Antonio back in January of 97. And guess what? They filled a stadium at a time when they never filled stadiums.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, the Punk Chicago thing served them well over the years. Like, why don't they do more of it? Cena in Boston, they kind of did it, but like, not really. Like, why don't they just make him like a Boston guy? I don't know why they avoid that so much.
Yeah. It's super unusual. It doesn't make a ton of sense because they really just like, you know, they're, you know, them trying to build their own brand. Like you said, it's the Shield. It's what they want. You know, they don't want, you know, to, you know, the quotes we've talked about over the last couple of weeks, like, they're not building wrestlers. They're building WWE wrestlers, like, or superstars or whatever the hell you want to call it, because that's just how it is. And at this time, that was, yeah, you know, they don't want you to think of the hometown. They want you to think of WWE. That's their hometown. So again, you got Sean on the outside selling real hard after Bulldog kind of took him out. Sean trying to leave again.
That's good. I like him being the chicken shit heel. Calling timeout. It's great.
A big clothesline. Big sell there too.
Well, and you know, Sean said it. Sean said it back when did he? I don't know. He said it in multiple interviews, but he always said his best matches were against bigger guys because there was the contrast, right? Diesel, Taker. I mean, not that it wasn't great with Brett, but like someone like a powerhouse like this, he just does better when someone can beat the shit out of him and throw him around and do all that stuff.
Yeah, Bulldog's a big guy. Yep. Sean kind of working him from outside the ropes.
Jeez. I just don't know why they haven't figured out a way to do more over there. And I know it's 6-hour time zone and stuff like that, but just figure it out.
Yeah.
Just do something. I mean, they get such great crowds. Like, how have they not had a WrestleMania? Or why haven't they done SummerSlam? Don't get me wrong. SummerSlam in Vegas was badass.
Right. Well, and because they're talking about how they want to make, you know, Walter, bring him over to NXT proper instead of NXT UK.
Yep.
And that's been the rumor lately.
Was there really even an NXT UK? Are they even recording?
Yeah, there's a weekly show, yeah. And so, you know, kind of dealing with that. Not that we would know that necessarily, but yeah, you know, it's just, it's hard. But, you know, and so, yeah, which I don't, if I was Walter, there's no way. Like, you would think, like, yeah, he's making WWE money, but at the same time, like, you know, they don't have much, you know, what could they possibly have? And it's the other thing, he suffers from the indie problem too. Like, he's not going to go over well with Vince at any point. She got him fucking, what are we doing here? Bulldog's got him stretched, Michaels a little bit here. Yep. And then just kind of quick hip toss, taking Bulldog down.
So let me ask you this. What do you think about this Big Five thing? I just mentioned SummerSlam, WrestleMania, doing something at London. Do you take that seriously? Like, do you actually believe that that is now the mindset?
Ooh, that was terrible. Yikes. Big spot there.
Jeez.
Tossing him to the outside. I don't, like, it's tough. I feel like unless they get their pay-per-views in order, like, it just, it's gonna feel jumbled. It's not gonna feel like it's a big deal. Like, obviously they want Money in the Bank to be a big deal. I'll be interested how this, you know, we got Extreme Rules actually this week, and then, you know, we're starting into the Survivor Series, and so I really hope, like, the week of, we don't get the whole, like, red shirt, blue shirt, black, yellow shirt, whatever it is. But I'm sure we will get that.
Oh, God. Which,
yeah. And so, and maybe that's the problem. Maybe Survivor Series shouldn't be a big pay-per-view anymore, because it just because it always has been doesn't mean it always should be. So I don't know. It's hard. I think that, yeah, Money in the Bank makes sense. But then also, like, you kind of, you can't, I have no good way of describing it other than you can't bust your nut on the briefcase in, like, after 2 weeks. Like, you know, they had Nikki cash in right away.
Terrible. Everything about the Nikki thing was god-awful.
Yep.
And the only thing I'll commend them on is trying to get someone over. But it was horrible. She's not a good worker.
And see,
okay? And the gimmick was just childish to me. It was stupid.
And so, and she's gone through a lot of different iterations. And so good on her for trying to make it work with what they're giving her. But, boy, they're not giving her a whole lot. And so, so with that piece of it, you got that going. And then at least they got a little bit of storyline going with Big E and Corbin and things like that. You know, the kind of Corbin stealing the briefcase, which is actually smart, you know, kind of, you know, dealing with that, kind of leading to a match throughout it and stuff like that. Like, I got a feeling, though, that they're having Big E sit on it because they have no clue what to do with Big E and it. And so, which is unfortunate, but that's the sad reality, is they don't know how to book it in any way. And so we're just going to kind of let it ride and see what happens. Yeah. So, yeah, but to your initial point, I think that if they actually treat them as Big Five, then fine. But I don't think it's going to, you know, it's not going to be any different than the show that comes before it. So it's really hard to differentiate that way. And just because you're in a stadium, it doesn't matter. Like, a stadium should not be what differentiates it and makes it, you know, different. It there should be other something else that makes it, it makes it stand out. I'm sure you have an opinion.
Well, let me say this. I like them committing to these big shows and putting them mostly in stadiums. Like Rumble, I guess we don't know yet, but Rumble probably will be in a stadium. WrestleMania is always going to be in a stadium. Mm-hmm. It seems like we've now decided SummerSlam's in a stadium. Okay, Survivor Series, they always try to make a big deal, even if it's not in a stadium. But I guess some years it has, mm-hmm. I think, or I can't remember. My point is it at least holds them accountable. See, yeah. That's what I like about it. I like them being held accountable to not fucking around, okay? Yeah. So if you're going to try and fill a football stadium for a WrestleMania or a SummerSlam or a baseball stadium for a Royal Rumble, guess what?
You better fill it.
You got to fill it, okay? So you may not love Goldberg Lashley, but at least they're trying. At least they're not phoning it in. So Money in the Bank, okay, so I hear Money in the Bank at a stadium and I'm like, well, maybe you get an RVD in there. I mean, you got to do, there's got to be an attraction. There has to be something,
yep,
other than, you know, okay, we're just going to, you know, phone it in. It's just another pay-per-view. So I like it. And if it wasn't, if you like the, okay, Big Four is what it is, even though Survivor Series is basically kind of sucked for years now.
The bottom.
Okay.
Yeah.
But WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, great. I'm cool with those. I have no problem with them being in stadiums. You want to throw Survivor Series in there because it's 30 years of history and maybe you'll figure out a better formula. Cool. If you're going to do a fifth one as a stadium show, what else would it be?
Yeah.
There is nothing.
There isn't.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, all right.
You got to pick it.
And so, I like the idea of it.
Well, and I'm fine, too. If it does, like you said, it leads to them being more honest and us getting big shows. Now, granted, we haven't talked about it. What was the – when you were at SummerSlam, I think I texted you in the moment, like it was like early in the card, that Sasha wasn't going to be there. Was there any – like, you know, so they made a promise to us and then they went back on it.
When did they say Sasha was going to be there?
So it broke like early in the card. Like,
oh, okay. Didn't know that.
One of the wrestling sites broke it that she wasn't going to be there. And it had been rumored throughout the week.
And then I've seen it for a while.
Here comes Rick Rude out to the arena or out to the rink. Or rink? Yeah, ring. But then they didn't announce it to you guys, like if you were blind to that, until just after Bianca came out.
Yeah.
And that's when they brought Carmella out. And yeah. So I know that there were some conversations going on out there about, like, I forget who it was, but they were saying, like, they really disrespected the fans more than anything, because if you're going to at least swerve them, I think, it, you know, who it was actually X-Pac. Sean Waltman made the comment of, if you're going to swerve them, you have to, like, give them something bigger than what you were going
to
give.
That's the old Vince McMahon. That's what he always says.
Yes. And they didn't do that. And that, and he had a big problem with that of, like, you know, doing, like, or, you know, giving that in that moment. And so, yeah, it just didn't work out. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just, you know, that piece of it. But, you know, it's like, was there any, like, buzz at all in that moment?
When?
Like, when they before Becky came out, you thought you were getting Carmella and Bianca versus...
Oh, I mean, I knew Becky was coming out.
Yeah.
I was 100%. I was already looking at the entrance for it. Yeah.
Yeah. And for the fans at home, where were your seats? We never even discussed that.
Yeah, they were right on the aisle. You can see me in a Hulkamania shirt and a red, white, and blue mask and a Hulk Hogan bandana.
Always.
I'm on every single entrance.
Yep.
I never understood the Rick Rude thing. They just didn't do well with... I mean, I'm a huge Rick Rude fan, but he never fit in DX, and he didn't really speak much. He just kind of was like the enforcer, but in the suit. But you knew physically he couldn't do anything because of his back injury. So I don't know. It just didn't work for me.
We've got... I don't know if we have another Rick Rude match somewhere in the hopper or not. I'd have to double check, but... Because, yeah, I'm with you, though. It was unusual. And at this point, he's been attacking Bulldog on the outside after Michaels kind of tosses him out there. So they're kind of playing up that angle.
So to me, if you're going to have a UK championship or a European championship, it should only be defended there. Same with the U.S. belt. Now, granted, it probably always is. But, like, to me, that's the whole point of the European champion, is that it's only defended over there.
And then, like, you got a million.
And it just became a throwaway belt.
We got a million belts anyways.
Yeah.
So let's see here. Oh, we've got... Oh, no. I'm doing it wrong here. We've got a couple. So we've done a couple. We've still got Rick Rude versus Ricky Steamboat. That was a 30-minute
Iron Man. WCW match, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you've got Rick Rude versus The Ultimate Warrior, which was an Intercontinental match at SummerSlam 1989.
Ooh, okay.
And so we got a couple Rick Rude matches still. And then we've covered a few, too, of course. Back in the Payoff Archives, so...
So Michael's the sleeper hold.
Yeah. Got the Bulldog pinned down.
There's no possible way the hometown hero is going to lose this match.
It's interesting. I feel like they've kind of slowed the pace down on this one a little bit, for better or worse. It's just kind of – there was a lot of things happening inside, outside the ring, and now it's just kind of – we're just kind of pulled to a crawl.
How about this from my boy Meltzer? You hear what he said
about
Cena? He said, yeah, I don't think Cena's ever going to wrestle again.
Yeah, that's...
Why would he report that? Okay, here's the thing. He doesn't know shit, okay? So he's guessing. Why would you guess that Cena's never going to wrestle again? Cena might wrestle 100 more matches.
Yeah.
Oh, I think this is the last we're going to see him. Okay, yeah. He's going to work Madison Square Garden house show in September, and then he's going to go away forever.
Yeah.
Come on. You're an idiot.
Well, and
you're an absolute moron.
After he moved so many tickets, like, he was viral a couple weeks ago.
He moved a ton of house show tickets.
Yeah, in the summer. Summer Cena, like... There's that viral video of him and the kid giving him his wristband and stuff like that. That was floating around on Twitter for a little while. Yeah. And so, yeah, there's just like, that's the thing. I don't think Cena's done, but it happens every time. He goes and films some movie and then he comes back. It'd be same type thing. It's like, oh, he's got movies and he's got the HBO like Peacemaker show coming out and stuff like that. You know, after the new Suicide Squad. And say, like, same with The Rock. Like, oh, The Rock went and did some stuff and then he's done because he's a movie star. Like, if that's your basis for why you're saying that, I don't get that. But hey, that's, you know, Meltzer's gonna Meltzer. So,
what else do we have to talk about?
What do we have to talk about?
We have anything else?
We had a list of things.
Any
yeah.
pressing things we need to talk about?
We talked about we did not discuss the Booker T hot take on CM Punk.
Yeah, that was a few weeks ago. But we have not. You know, we make a list of stuff rather than talking about it. We save it for the podcast. That's one that we have not gotten around to. Booker T did not love
at all
the CM Punk. Now, I got... Okay, so I got in trouble because I told a few people. I don't know if I said anything to you about this, but there's another text I'm on, and I said, 8 out of 10. And it was like, how in the hell could you not say that Punk's debut was a 10 out of 10? I'm like, because I didn't think it was perfect.
Right.
And I don't have the answer as to what would have been better. But, you know, hey, let me tell you a few things. First of all, was there anything... I mean, the crowd was great. You know, Punk did his Punk thing and said his, you know, what was on his mind. But what about that was like out of this world? I mean, the pop was incredible. I get that. But there was nothing where you're like, oh, I need to go back and watch that again forever. I mean, was it the pipe bomb? No, the pipe bomb was better. The other issue you had, too, is you knew it was coming.
Yeah.
And that, you know, you can argue either side of it. They sold out a big arena, you know, great for business, huge pop, new TV show. I get all that.
Yep.
But you knew it was coming.
Yeah. Well,
and what happens if you don't know it's coming?
So they even said,
what do you think?
They wanted it to be the worst kept secret, which it was. You got Triple H and China down at the ring now. They wanted it to be the worst kept secret. They said the only thing that they wanted to make sure he did was, you know, talk about Darby Allin and getting that match over a little bit. It was interesting, too, and he's been on TV a lot more since. The promo he cut at the Dynamite the week after, I was actually reading that people actually like that promo more because of, like, whether he was feeling a little bit better, like the nerves weren't as bad. And it wasn't like that crazy. You know, by name, he said a lot of different people this time, like Jungle Boy and Darby Allin, of course, and like people he wants to go with. He also made the huge Punk or not huge Daniel Bryan tease as well, too, of, you know, when people were doing the yes chant. And then he said, you know, got to be a little bit more patient. We had the secret shoe messages, too, which I was showing you. You know, it's just kind of, you know, I would probably rank it at a 10 just because of what it was. If we wanted to give it a quick score for us. Yeah. And like, which I am disappointed. My buddies didn't want to go that day.
You almost were a last minute.
That afternoon.
Tickets were very reasonable.
$16. Yeah.
What did I tell you?
Mm-hmm. And so I didn't pull the trigger on it though. I didn't go. I should have at least to just be, I would have gotten a free ice cream out of the deal. But yeah, I think for me, like, it's good to have him back. You know, like we talked on a previous show, like, what's bigger than that? I don't know. But we got what, you know, fans got what we wanted, and now it's got to deliver. So we'll see what happens. So this one, you got Michaels tuning up the band. Bulldog's really been getting his ass kicked here. All the fans are on their feet, and you've got all of the, really, the clique kind of hanging out ringside. He stood Bulldog up. So, yeah, I think overall, like, am I great?
I don't think I've ever seen him try to attempt a super kick while someone was in the corner. But I like that. Bulldog going for the power slam. Rude holding his leg, which, of course, blocks him from the maneuver.
Yep.
Rude arguing with Hebner. Yep. Michaels bumping again to the outside. Michaels is just bumping around like crazy, man. I mean, this is prime Shawn Michaels. Not that the comeback wasn't great, too. Dude, Davey Boy just fucking decked Triple H. I don't think these guys loved each other at this time.
They laid
and it did not get better. Ooh! Did he fall?
What was that? Did he trip? He kind of like...
Or Shawn
Michaels... Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
He fell. So there's about...
Oh!
And Michaels lays him out with a super kick.
So, yeah, they have the ring lifted above...
There's like a 6-inch almost like gap.
I mean, I'm assuming that was planned because they're like attacking him.
It looked really bad.
But Sean, so he, you have to like see it. It's like hard to even explain.
They are really giving it to Bulldog. There's a pedigree.
But then, yeah, so it's like leg falls in between the ring and the, or the stand there. And then... Then he pet or super kicks him. Then Triple H pedigrees him. Now he's going for... Well, he's going for the figure four. But now he's taking the
knee brace.
Knee brace off. Hebner's trying to call him off.
Fans popping hard.
They chant "Go Bulldogs!" Just threw. That's a great heel move. Just throws his knee brace at his wife, and that's after they feuded. Remember back in '96?
Yeah.
So he's got the figure four on, bleeding out of his mouth. Bulldog is.
He's helping him. Triple H kind of helping him.
Oh, yeah. Triple H and Shawna giving Shawn Michaels leverage with the figure four.
Earl, just terrible positioning by Earl Hebner here.
Yeah, for an experienced ref, you think he'd be watching Shawn. Oh. How much pain can a Bulldog take? Vince on commentary, which I love. JR, you know that.
Yep.
Vince and JR.
Here's Rick Rude punching.
Wow. Jeez. Crowd dead silent. Davey Boy looks like he's out. They're going back for the leverage.
He's had him locked into this for quite a while now.
JR just totally selling this. What are they going to... Is he going to call it? Hold on, son. No, he's not going to quit. So this is just later the same year of the Brett finish with Austin.
Yep.
Sort of been like 6 months later. They're kind of doing the same thing almost.
Fans trying to get behind him.
I don't know if I've ever seen anyone at a figure four this long in my life.
Seriously. How much more can the human anatomy take? How much more punishment is he out?
How bad does Shawn Michaels want? Wow. He's gonna stop. Wow. I mean, they're absolutely shocked. You know, this is like the original Vince hometown thing, right?
Here comes
the embarrassing
trash.
Guys in their hometown. All right, well, we're gonna continue this conversation and continue watching this, but let's get into the aftermath.
Ho! It's time for the aftermath.
So, what do you think? I mean, this is like the original. How in the hell do you do this in a guy's hometown thing? Now, keep in mind. Okay, let's set the stage. As you probably know, hold on. Sean's now cutting a heel promo. Wow. So Sean's cutting a heel promo. He's now a Grand Slam champion because this would be Intercontinental, European, World, and Tag.
At the time, yes.
Yeah, okay. So Triple H and Sean cutting a heel promo, ton of trash in the ring, beating the shit out of Davey Boy. But understand something, right? Everyone's there to see Davey Boy.
And you just had him lose.
And you just had him not only lose, but kind of get embarrassed.
Here comes his wife.
So no one's going to be happy watching. Like, why do this? Like, you're telling me that, like, Sean had to get the win?
And you got China pulling his
wife off.
It's just
so idiotic, yeah. So now China's got Diana Hart, who's a stick.
They're throwing, and there's Owen. And that's Brett.
And Brett
too. Yep.
Coming in. Sean, I mean, Sean's obviously just being obnoxious as hell. Now, keep in mind, this was right after Sean came back.
Yeah.
Because he lost his smile. I don't know how many matches he even wrestled prior to this before.
Yep.
Okay. And now he's European champion. He's on a collision course with The Undertaker, obviously, which you're going to get into. But wow.
Well, so like
I mean, it's just crazy that they did this at a big European, like literally a pay. I, you know, just unbelievable.
So Michaels went on to have the Hell in a Cell match, like we talked about, at Bad Blood, and doing with that in Undertaker. So that was the five, you know, for their five star match on that. You know, they also went on to form DX after this too. This came along.
Yeah, they're just like a loose alliance at this point, right?
And you know, like, and again, we get into the Michaels rivalry with Bret Hart continuing as well too, with the Hart Foundation, like we talked about. So this taking place, of course, September 20th, 1997. You then have the Montreal Screwjob happening, Survivor Series, that November. Interesting to think then if that tape didn't come out until December, so they would have had the Screwjob and then this tape for this came out. So that was kind of playing up on all that. But the behind the scenes, the rumors, the kind of thing that were playing out was that Michaels convinced Vince McMahon that he should win over Bulldog. Is there, would create buildup not only for his impending rematch with Bret, but also for a rematch against Davey Boy at the next British pay-per-view, which, yeah, okay. Davey Boy actually agreed, and fans of the event, who gave Smith an ovation, voiced their displeasure by viciously booing Michaels and littering the ring with garbage, as we saw, which, yeah, it was bad. It was like NWO level.
I know. And look, I know sometimes heels have to win and stuff like that. I'm not trying to be a total mark, but it's like, feel like the right time for this.
As far as I could tell, people can let me know if this is right or not. It might be some weird house show or not, but this was the only time that British Bulldog lost on a WWE card in the United Kingdom. So
I believe that. I have no reason to not believe that.
Right, exactly. And so kind of having all that. And so and kind of dealing with all that. And so,
but like, you look what they did with Bret in Canada. You look again, Punk in Chicago. Like,
yeah,
these people move the needles in their home market if you build them right. But guess what? That we don't build them right often enough.
Yep, absolutely. So kind of dealing with all that. And so you had him as part of, you know, being part of the Team Canada versus Team USA, with a debuting Steve Blackman at that Survivor Series that year. But he ended up leaving for WCW not too long after this, along with Bret Hart and Jim Neidhart, because of everything that had happened. So, PWI, Sean was 18, Davey Boy 22. The Observer newsletter said there wasn't a ton of write-ups on this one, but part of it was it just wasn't reviewed, and so, which was kind of unusual. But and so there was a Power Slam article actually from 2013. It said, "One night only was a sensation. The card remains the WWF's best ever in-ring presentation on those shores. The fireworks were provided by the last three matches, all of which were superb." That's really it. And so, and he credited Michaels for having given the heel performance of the year, which,
I mean, that's the thing. It's an incredible heel performance, so right? It's as good as a heel performance gets.
So for that perspective, yeah, I'll give him that. And so I think overall, like, I'm actually going to give this one a 6. I think, like, the build wasn't great. The aftermath, we know what came 2 months later at Survivor Series, and so in the screw job. So we know that didn't go over real well. I think overall the match was okay, but by the end, I kind of lost interest by the end. It was okay, but it really,
yep.
And the submission was overlong. It didn't need to be that long. So I'm going to give this one a solid 6.
You know, I can't disagree with you. I'll give it a 6 as well. Same thing. The match was actually pretty good,
yeah.
But there wasn't much build. There wasn't much aftermath. The figure four was in there forever. You know, it was a pretty good kind of heel stunt, but I don't know. There was just nothing about it that was spectacular. But again, I thought a pretty solid match.
Well, yeah, and it wasn't bad. And while we gave this one a 6, Tom, if I had to give one thing a perfect 10, it would definitely be our partnership and ability for people to use our payoff code, payoff20, manscaped.com, 20% off and free shipping. Don't forget about it. That new code, payoff20, 20, you go to our social media if you forget it. We always got the ads up there as well, too, so you can check that out. But we want everyone to remember that whether you're here, whether you're in the UK, you can get that shipping, all the different tools, all the different things they have available. That's payoff20 at manscaped.com for free shipping and 20% off your entire order.
I'll tell you what's nice too is, yeah, I got back from the beach recently,
yep.
And take that sucker with you. You know, the battery's good enough. You don't even have to take your charger if you don't want to, but yep. Take that sucker with you and then you know, once, maybe twice if you're there long enough, just do a quick little maintenance trim,
yep,
and you're in great shape.
That look good.
Because, you know, if you're there for a week, you know, I mean, depending on how quickly your, you know, hair grows, you may need a little trim.
Absolutely.
You know, and then the other thing, too, is, you know, sometimes I don't like to shave when I'm on vacation, my face, but, man, just to be able to trim yourself up a little bit's nice, too. So
all their tools, yeah.
No, it's fantastic. It's great to travel.
You get sweaty, you got the deodorant, all that good stuff, cologne, you know, evening out on the beach, whatever you need to do. So
what's the code again?
Payoff 20, payoff 20. That's all you need to type in, everybody. So,
all right.
Cool. All
well, right. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Yeah. Another good one, Tom. This is, this was exciting. So, yep. Final thoughts. Send us home happy.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. And,
yep.
Next week, we've got WCW Fall Brawl 2000, no DQ, Goldberg and Steiner. We have not covered WCW in a while.
We haven't covered, like, we haven't covered Steiner ever.
Okay.
And I'm ready to rant on Goldberg.
Okay. So let's save it for next week.
We'll save it for next week.
Yep. All right. We'll see you next week on an all new episode of The Payoff.